Son, never stop learning.
You meet someone and something shifts. Not gradually, instantly. The room doesn't change, but your internal landscape does. That feeling has a name in modern spiritual culture, the twin flame recognition. Here's what's worth knowing up front. The twin flame concept is a New Age spiritual framework, not an established scientific finding. The modern phrase itself traces back to late 19th century spiritual and literary usage. It describes two people believed to share an unusually intense bond, often called mirror souls, or two expressions of one soul. That framing is ancient in spirit. Think of Plato's Symposium, where humans are mythologized as beings split in two, forever seeking their other half. But that myth is a philosophical story, not proof of modern twin flame doctrine. The concept carries real emotional weight for millions of people, and that weight deserves honest examination. So what actually separates a twin flame recognition from ordinary attraction? Psychologically, a powerful first impression can arise from very familiar processes: physical attractiveness, perceived similarity, reward anticipation, and attachment-related expectations. Research on dating development found that physical attractiveness was often the strongest predictor of romantic connection in its sample, stronger than personality alignment or spiritual resonance. That doesn't make the feeling less real, Lika. It means the feeling has roots we can actually examine. The twin flame framework interprets that intensity as cosmic confirmation. A grounded perspective asks a different question. What is this intensity revealing about me? The key idea is that the recognition phase feels singular because it activates something deep in your own psychology, not necessarily because destiny arranged the meeting. Now, the twin flame concept is also distinct from the soulmate idea, though popular spiritual writing often blurs the line. A soulmate connection is typically described as harmonious, supportive, and complementary. The twin flame, by contrast, is framed as a catalyst, disruptive, confrontational, and transformative. Supporters describe it as a relationship that forces self-examination, healing, and spiritual awakening. That's a meaningful distinction. The soulmate comforts, the twin flame challenges. But here's where grounded thinking matters most. Attachment research tells us that feeling mirrored by another person can reflect genuine interpersonal similarity, or it can reflect projection. You may be interpreting someone through your own needs, fears, and unresolved conflicts. The mirror, in other words, might be showing you yourself. That's actually the more useful insight, and it doesn't require supernatural claims to be valuable. Remember this: the twin flame framework also describes a runner and chaser dynamic. One partner withdrawing, the other pursuing. Separation is treated as spiritually necessary. But attachment science doesn't support a universal law here. Reviews of adult attachment research find mixed evidence about whether people consistently choose similar, opposite, or security-providing partners. More importantly, separation and intermittent contact can intensify preoccupation without proving spiritual destiny. That feeling of desperate longing during distance. Attachment research specifically documents how dissolution and distance amplify distress. It's a human response, not a cosmic signal. And this is where the framework requires a firm boundary. Abuse, coercive control, stalking, and repeated betrayal are harmful behaviors. They are not required stages of a spiritually meaningful relationship. A spiritual interpretation should never override observable evidence about consent, honesty, and mutual respect. That standard isn't unromantic. It's essential. The takeaway from everything here, Lika, is this. The twin flame concept is most useful when it functions as a mirror for self-reflection, not as a justification for intensity at any cost. The primary spiritual goal within this framework, growth, healing, awakening, can be pursued without accepting harm as part of the path. For example, noticing that a relationship triggers your deepest fears can be genuinely illuminating. That noticing is the work. But the relationship still needs to meet basic standards: safety, reciprocity, honesty, and respect. A twin flame connection is defined not just by its intensity, but by its function as a mirror for spiritual and psychological evolution. The mirror only works if you're willing to look clearly at yourself, at the other person, and at what the connection is actually asking of you. That clarity is where the real genesis begins.